Life Audio.
So glad you're with us today. As we prepare to dig into the teaching of God's Word, I want to make sure you know that I have more resources available on my website at BibleStudyHeadquarters.com. You'll find audio to listen to, videos to watch, and articles to read right there on the site. Everything is geared toward helping you grow in your knowledge of God's Word and your relationship with Jesus. So when you get a second, head over to BibleStudyHeadquarters.com and check it out. Now, let's hear a quick word from today's sponsors.
But look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 7 and 8, which says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water, that sends out its roots by the stream, and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green, and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit." Throughout the course of our lives, there are plenty of things that might prompt us to be fearful. Usually, when we trace back the root of our fear, it comes down to something we can't control. We can't control the future. We can't control the unknown. We can't control what other people do to us or say to us. We can't control surprises. It can become rather easy to live in fear because there is so much in this world that is completely outside of our control. Fear has a cousin, and its cousin's name is anxiety. We feel anxious about what we fear. We worry. But trust is the antidote to worry. And the man who learns to trust in Jesus is blessed. He roots his life not in the things he can't control, but in Jesus, who has everything under his control. The fruit of fear is worry. The fruit of faith is confidence. Not confidence in ourselves, but confidence in Christ, who holds our lives securely in his hand. He loves us. He's present with us, and he won't abandon us in the midst of this journey. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege that it is to be able to read it together today. And Lord, we're grateful for the fact that as we approach our lives, we don't need to approach this life with fear. We don't need to be consumed by anxiety. You've given us hope beyond every momentary circumstance. And Lord, that's not to minimize the pain and the difficulty that we sometimes experience. We recognize that certain stretches of our lives and certain seasons are very heavy. They're very difficult. They weigh us down. But at the same time, Lord, we know we don't need to give in to fear. We don't need to give in to anxiety because our trust in you gives us confidence. We learn that you can be relied on. We don't have to control circumstances that are outside of our control and impossible for us to control. We don't have to try and control these things because you have all things under your control. Lord, we know that sometimes you allow difficulties to come into our lives so that we can learn the discipline of trust that you want us to learn. You want us to have a strong faith. You want us to learn to rely on you in the midst of all things. You want us to develop a confidence in you, that you are working all things together for your glory and our good. Lord, we're grateful that we have the privilege to root our lives in you. Like the image that Jeremiah gave us here of a tree rooted by a stream of water, we have the privilege to root our lives in you. And you are our source of life. You are our source of nourishment. And from you, we receive strength. And the strength that you give us is sufficient to handle any trial that may come our way. So we're confident in you, Lord, and we're grateful for the ways in which you sustain us. And we just want to commit our worries to you. We commit our anxious thoughts to you. We commit our fear to you. We ask that you would take it away and that you would replace it with faith, that we would have genuine faith, trust, and confidence in you, knowing that you're the one who remains in control. We commit this day to your care. We're grateful for your presence with us in it. And we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, or art to make, or perhaps businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. If you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform today or lifeaudio.com.